或者是他可以被逆神。
Now what's going to happen though is there's also what's called the law of responsibility or the law of volitional responsibility. That means you have to face the consequences of your bad decisions.
那第二个呢，就是还有一个规则呢，是你必须要对你所你自己所下的决定要负责。如果他你下了一个坏的决定，就会有后果。这个后果是你自己要去承担。
Okay, but you know, either way, we see all these bad things going on in the world. We ourselves, we sin, we make bad decisions, but God allows those things to happen.
所以我们人会因着罪性去犯罪，而去下了一些坏的决定，然后就我们就必须要去承担后果。这些事情都是神可以接受的。
And that's called the permissive will, meaning that God permits these things to happen.
好，这就是所谓的这个叫做被神可以允许的。
Yeah. And then you have what's called the overruling will. God, you can't play with your free will. So you're going to make those bad decisions, but God can overrule the action in order that that action you wanted to do cannot happen.
就是神还有裁定权，就是他可以不管你的或者我们整个世界状况，最后神可以说他要怎么样就怎么样，有个最后的裁定的权利。
And to give you the example, which you can find in that book, Divine Guidance here, the Colonel writes about Jonah.
就像这个约拿的故事。
Okay, and remember, God's sovereign will, meaning his, you know, what he wanted for Jonah to do was to go and evangelize the Assyrians.
就是在一开始的时候呢，神指示约拿他必须要到一个地方叫亚述的一个地一个城市里，那个叫什么 ？What's the name？
亚述人
？No， the town
Nineveh。
Nineveh。
尼尼微。
Okay.
Yeah, and because God knew that those people needed to hear the gospel because they were positive.
因为神呢知道尼尼微人是需要听到福音。
But Jonah was scared of those people. They had a very violent reputation.
而约拿呢，他非常害怕那边的人，因为那边的人是非常非常的暴力的。
So Jonah, he got a ticket on a boat to go across to the other side of the Mediterranean Sea.
然后呢，结果约拿就想要逃跑，所以就买了船票，要到那个地中海的另外一个方向的地方去。
And God allowed him to do that for a certain distance, of course.
当然，神呢是。也让他用他的自由意志去了一段距离，我就等于逆向走了一段距离。
So that's what we call the permissive will of God.
这就是所谓的神还允许他的一个状态。
Now God could have allowed Jonah to go all the way to Tarshish. That's where he wanted to go, and then just said to Jonah, "Okay, you just live your own life. You've missed out on some great blessings, but you can do whatever you want."Yeah, so this, maybe that's what God does sometimes. He said, well, okay, Jonah doesn't want the job, so I'll let him go, I'll give it to somebody else.
就是说在这种状况就是神希望一个人做什么事，但是呢这个人不愿意，有的时候神是会允许他就走他自己的路，那就脱离神的一个给他的命定，有的时候神是会愿意这样子的。
But in this particular case, God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. He was going to overrule Jonah's volition.
而这个状况呢，对于约拿来讲呢，神却裁定是不准他不去走他命定神要他走的路，所以还是做了最终的裁定，是没有按照约拿的个人意志好来做。
It's like he was going to use Jonah as a great example for us to see what happens when you go against the sovereign will of God.
这就神呢拿约拿的案例来让我们世人了解，当你要违背神的这个最高的这个旨意的时候，你会遇到什么样的状况。
Now notice in that situation, God did not actually have to go in and change Jonah's volition. God cannot go into your soul and turn your negative volition to positive, and he did not do that with Jonah either.
神呢是没有办法，他也不会去我们的脑子里面去改变我们的自由意志，他不会这样，而且对约拿他也没有这样做。
In that story, if you remember, Jonah was 3 nights and 3 days in the belly of the whale, and then the whale came up close to the beach. It would be probably modern-day Syria. Not Assyria, but modern-day Syria, near Turkey. And the whale vomited Jonah up, and he ended up on the beach.
Not in Nineveh.
No. Nineveh is very far. He had a long walk to go after he came up on the beach. So Jonah had still had to go a long way.
好, 所以呢, 你就看到神哦, 对这件事情, 他的那个决定是多么的不可动摇, 好, 因为他让约拿在海鲸的肚子里面3天3夜, 然后就海鲸把它吐出来的时候, 吐出在一个海边的一个沙滩上, 然后其实约拿他还是要走很远的路才能到尼尼微。
But as soon as Jonah recovered, you know, there was a lot of suffering. It must have been quite terrible for him in those 3 days and 3 nights, and he was probably half unconscious. But when he came up on the shore, woke up, he finally realized, I should do what God wants me to do.
其实约拿他在3天3夜在鲸鱼肚子里面其实是已经变得非常虚弱，说不定他都已经昏迷了，然后等到鱼把他吐出在海滩上的时候，他是 终于醒过来，然后一定病得很惨的状况下，他才理解到他必须要做神要他做的事，他必须要顺服于神的最高的旨意。When
that whale vomited Jonah up onto the beach, Jonah still had to use his free will. He still had to say, okay, now I'm going to Nineveh. He could have said, I'm going to try again. I'm going to get on the next boat and I'm going to try to get to Spain again, to Tarshish.
当他醒来从在海滩上 约拿醒来的时候，他其实还是可以要有个自由意志，决定说好，我就顺服于神了，还是说我还是不要去，我还是要去别的地方。那当然，在这个案例里面，约拿已经理解到他应该要顺服于神。And
some Christians are like that. You know, even though God punishes them, they still continue to do the same thing again and again.
但是很多的基督徒呢，他就不见得那么容易学到这个课哦，他。 当神要他做什么，他不愿意做的时候，他还是一再的悖逆，都不愿意顺服。It's
like the Jews in the desert when Moses brought them out into the desert, and they kept suffering again and again.
就像在摩西把这些犹太人要带离这个埃及的时候，他们在这个沙漠里面一直走，一直走，走了这么久。And
they would see people disobeying God around them and disobeying Moses, and then people dying all over the place.
而且这些人都看到了一个一个二个的不愿意顺服于神，然后不愿意跟随摩西，然后旁边很多人就这样因此都死了，左边的人死了，右边的人死了，但是还是一样，这些犹太人就是很不愿意顺服。And
then ultimately, 2 million people that came out from Egypt, minus Joshua and Caleb, they all died in the desert.
就最后呢，这40年过去呢，这200多万从埃及出 逃出来的这些犹太人，除了两位，其他全部死光了。Okay,
but see, they were trying to go against the sovereign will of God, and they failed.
而这些人呢，都是要抗拒神的这种最高的旨意，然后他们也都失败了。But
getting back to Jonah, we see that Jonah, he knew the sovereign will of God. God said, go to Nineveh.
所以呢，回到约拿呢，他其实在鲸鱼肚子待了3天3夜后，他醒来的时候，他就知道他要去追随，要顺服于神的旨意，去尼尼微。Okay,
but Jonah disobeyed God. He tried to go to Tarshish. The sovereign will of God was go to Nineveh. And Jonah's will was he was going to go to Tarshish. In the very beginning, the sovereign will of God, Jonah had to go to Tarshish.
好，所以呢，我们回顾这个整个这个事件呢，就是约拿从一开始神要他去尼尼微，他却跑去了另外一边。But
Jonah wanted to go to Tarshish, and God allowed that, the permissive will of God.
然后呢，他其实是他已经跑去了神不要他去的地方，但是神还是让他去。
And then God overruled that. And
然后最后呢，神再用他的最终裁定权，把他给送去，让他愿意去尼尼微。Okay,
and ultimately Jonah did obey God, but it would have been much easier for him to just obey him from the beginning, of course.
所以呢，如果约拿最终是还是怎么样都要去尼尼微，但他如果一开始就顺服于神，不是更轻松、更愉快吗？
Okay, so that's the three different wills of God that you need to understand.
所以对于神的旨意的概念呢，大家要了解神是有这个一二三三种旨意的表达方式的。
Okay, and the next word we have here is the divine decree.
第二个就是神圣的法令典章。
We're still trying to find
a 或神圣的指引。
Okay, we're having difficulty defining it, so that's why I need to sort of explain it, and then you can work out what it is.For yourself,
就是这个中文字到底是要怎么解释最好哈？我们再来研究研究。
Okay, and now remember that in eternity past, you go back billions and billions of years ago, and God was looking all the way through the future, and He knew everything that would happen.
我们先想一想哈，在数十亿，甚至数百亿年的这个过去。神呢，他就知道数百亿后的未来，他是全部是无所不知、无所不晓的。
Yeah, now remember, God doesn't just know everything that's going to happen, but He knows all the potential of things that did not happen.
Did not.
Even the things that did not happen. So, for example, if you made a decision today not to come to Bible class, then God would know what you were going to do and all those decisions, for example.
就是神呢，他绝对知道所有的事情将会发生的以及不会发生的事情。
Yeah, so He knows the potential of decisions that never actually happened but could have happened.
而且他非常了解所有的事情可能或不可能的发生或不发生的可能性。
Yeah, and that's how God can sort of look at history and He can make a plan for every person's life.
这也就是神呢，他可以为我们每一个人做计划。
For example, just talking about Jonah, see, God had to prepare that whale for Jonah.
就像约拿来讲呢，神要为约拿准备好那只大海鲸。
But Jonah could have easily chosen one of maybe another 100 different possibilities to escape.And go some other place.
而约拿他其实可以在下决定要逃跑，不要去尼尼微的时候，他可以下各种决定要去的各种不同的地方，他可以选择的。
He might have thought, "Well, I'm going to go down to Africa instead."
也许他会想说，哦，我可以去非洲。
And so maybe God would have had to have Jonah kidnapped by some people and then brought to Nineveh some other way.
I think will be an eagle come to.
Maybe, there you go.
就如果他要决定他要去非洲的话，那个神就得要准备一只什么大野兽把他给叼起来，带到另外一个地方去。就是说他如果约拿他要想的是不同的逃走的方向的话，神要做不同的准备。
Okay, but the fact is God has always provided the best outcome for every decision you make, whether it's a bad decision or a good decision.
但无论如何呢，神呢都会帮我们准备最佳的后果，不管我们下的是最好的决定还是坏的决定。
When Jonah had to get thrown off that ship, he probably thought this is really bad. So when Jonah was on that ship, right, and then God brought up the storm, and then the people on the ship actually threw Jonah off the ship.
所以像约拿在船上，当碰到那个。大风大浪，就那些船的人把他给丢进海里去的时候，约拿一定心里面想说：“哇，这在世界上最惨的事情发生了。”
Yeah, he probably thought this is really bad. I'm going to die.
而且他一定想说：“啊，这太糟了，我大概就要这样死了。”
And then the whale came along and swallowed him, and he would have thought, "Now I really am dead."
然后等到那个鲸鱼来把他给吞了的时候，约拿心里面一定想说：“啊，真的，我真的就要这样死了，死在鱼肚子里了。”
But God knew that was the best thing for Jonah, and still he had those Assyrians to evangelize, and he needed Jonah to evangelize the Assyrians.
而神呢，他确实有他的计划的，他还是一样是要把约拿带去亚述人去解救亚述人的。
And that information was in the divine decree, which means that was in God's plan billions of years ago. All of the details had been worked out.
而这就是所谓的神的旨意，这些所有的细节都已经被神全部都规划好了。
And remember that God takes every decision of every person in human history and He puts it into His computer. And He did that billions of years ago.
所以神呢似乎就在千亿年前呢就已经把所有的可能的因果关系状态这些元素全部都放进了一个超级电脑里面。
Yeah, now we say computer. Obviously, God doesn't have a computer, so we're using what's called an anthropomorphism now.
当然，我们讲说电脑、超级电脑，这只是一个拟人化的一个说法，因为在神不需要电脑。
But once the plan had been worked out, you know, God had everything fixed, and He worked out all the details of nature so that all your decisions could teach you. Like He needs to discipline you, and He needs to bless you.But he had all the details worked out, and then he pushes the printout button.
所以呢，神他其实是好像把所有的细节哈，要什么东西他需要教导你，什么东西他需要来规范处罚你等等，所有的事情都放进了这个超级电脑里。然后呢，他按下了这个列印键。
And once he pushes that button, it's like you push the button on a printer of your computer.That's just going to scroll out, and that's the completed product. It's not going to change. Unless, of course, you stop the printer, and then you go back and you change the program. But in God's decree, once it started, that's how it's worked out.
所以我们讲说他按下这个列印键呢，就代表说，他这件事情就已经定案了，也就是不再改变了。那这样子印出来的就称之为神圣的法令典章。
So everything that happens in history, you can say to yourself, it was in the divine decree.
所以任何发生在历史上的事件，过去的事情，它你都可以把它说，这已经被记载在神的法令典章中。
Okay, that was in the divine decree. Okay, still going.Okay, and what that means is that God knows everything that happens.
也就是说呢，神知道所有的事情将要发生什么。
Nothing takes God by surprise.
没有一件事情是会让神会惊讶的。
And you can know that for your bad decisions, God has planned something for you.
所以当我们下了一些错误、很坏的一些坏决定，他其实神都已经知道，而且他已经准备好。这个坏的决定应该后续应该怎么样处理
Now the best thing he did about that was he put all of your sins on the cross because he knew you would do those sins and he could take your sins and put them on Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago
而且呢神最伟大的最棒的一件事情就是为我们准备了耶稣基督然后让他在十架上承担我们所有神知道我们会犯的错
So what that means is that you can be confident that every one of your sins was punished. God didn't forget about something or there was going to be a sin that he missed. All of your sins were punished.
而且最妙的事情是所有我们过去和未来我们会犯的罪都已经会被这个在十架上的耶稣由他来代替我们受罚了。
And because all of your sins were punished on Jesus Christ and because you believe that, you can go to heaven.
而只要是我们相信耶稣基督帮我为我们承担了所有的罪，我们就有办法让耶稣承担我们的罪，然后我们就可以干干净净的去天堂。
Yeah, but also because of your sins that you did, he knew about your sins. He's also prepared some kind of a discipline.
而因为呢，他神也知道我们会犯的什么样的罪，所以他也准备了我们该被怎么样管教。
His justice demands that.Yeah, his righteousness and his justice. Remember the
他的
righteousness.
正义跟公正都已经是他必要，我们去天堂的必要条件。
Yeah, remember the righteousness of God is the standard. That says what's right and what's wrong. And then when the righteousness of God sees something that doesn't match up to God's standard, then the justice of God will punish or will bless.
所以我们要知道呢，神的正义的概念是有标准的，什么是对，什么是错，是不容改变的。所以当我们做了不符合他公义正义的这个标准的事的时候呢，我们就会被处罚。然后如果我们是做了符合的话，我们就会被祝福。而这个就是所谓的公正的判决。
Okay, but remember, everything that happens is in the divine decree, and God has it all worked out for your future. We're going to be alive billions of years in the future. We're still going to be alive, and God has a a plan. That's all written down in the divine decree, what you'll be doing 1 billion years from today. You know, we always talk about what I'm doing tomorrow or the next year, but you know, God has it all worked out, even for 1 billion years in the future.
For one person? Or
for every person.
所以神的这个神圣的法令典章中呢, 它其实是把我们所有每一个人跟这个未来千万年后的事情都已经写在这份计划书里了。
Yeah, and that's quite amazing to think about it. Yeah, in 1 billion years' time, we'll still be around and we'll be very, very happy.
而且我们要想象，我们因为都去天堂了，十亿年后，我们也都还在，可以看得到这些过程。就在那时候，我们都是一个快乐的天使嘛。
Okay, and there'll be no tiredness in heaven as well. It'll be full of energy.
而且我们在天堂是不会累的哦，我们都是充满了活力的。
Okay, because I think we've had 40 minutes and everybody's probably tired, I think. So we'll take a 10-minute break.
我们休息十分钟。
Okay.